Speak about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. It's absolutely vital to pay attention to that which the Sefer HaChinuch says. Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Tav Yud Ches, mitzvah 418, says it's fitting for a person to place all of his thoughts and aspirations towards loving Hashem and always to consider in his heart that everything there is in the world, from material wealth and children to honor and power, it's nothing, zero, and emptiness in comparison to loving Hashem. Rav Noach Weinberg built a whole educational philosophy over this line in the Sefer HaChinuch, teaching people the world over how to love Hashem. And this Sefer HaChinuch is a wake-up call for anyone who's serious about accomplishing their tachlis, their purpose in life. Because if for us, loving Hashem is just about saying it in the Shema, we pledge our allegiance twice a day and don't actually invest time in working on it, then we're missing the point. Verrett Coopersmith explains it like this. I mean, imagine if we spent 10 minutes a day focusing on loving Hashem. That would be about 1% of our waking hours. Let's say you've got a 16-hour day. And how would a businessman view an employee who concentrates on his most important client just 1% of the time each day? Those efforts are off target. And therefore, we need to put more time into our Avos Hashem because it's so cool. Chofetz Chaim gave a marshal. A rich man hired a worker to watch over the factory when he went away on holiday. In order to ensure that everything went well, he left the worker detailed instructions and asked the worker, who's in charge of the factory now, to review them twice a day, very carefully. When the owner of the factory returned, he saw that everything was complete disarray. And now he looks for the worker whom he left in charge and asked him whether he followed the instructions. The worker says, "Of course I did. I made sure to read the instructions twice a day, morning and night, just as you said I should." But he never put the instructions into action. And this is our mistake. We say the Shema twice a day and we say the words carefully. We often forget that the point is not just to read the words, but to follow its teachings and live by them. It's the same idea as holding a map where there's a valuable treasure there. And instead of following the instructions, just read the map again and again and again. Without understanding that if we'd follow the map, we'd reach the treasure. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when you say the words, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and we don't pause to feel our love for Hashem, it's like Eidus Sheker. We're talking about loving Hashem with all our hearts, and we don't even feel the love for Hashem, that's Eidus Sheker. Hashem understands that in order to accomplish the goal of loving Him, we need to work on it on a daily basis. And therefore Hashem gave us tools to be able to work on this mitzvah. Because this is the essence of what Torah is about. This is the highest level of avodah. This is where we're meant to get to. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, an emotional relationship with the Creator of the universe. Walking in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, who's the first person that understood you could have this relationship and it could be a relationship of love, Avraham Ehavi. And therefore, it's not just enough to say the Shema. We need to be able to put its directives into practice.